even to this day, in Thailand, I'm like the American Thai that speaks Thai with an accent. And then growing up in America during that time, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, it was like when you were, you know, not throwing no shade, but like when you're Asian, you were just automatically characterized as being Chinese during that time. And so it was like, I was, hey, you Chinese? And sometimes get me, you know, but then I was like, in my mind, I'm not Chinese. So growing up in New York, and then growing up later as I became like a teenager and got interested into acting, and I went out on auditions for acting. And, you know, during that time, it was just like roles were like looking for Chinese descent or whatever. And then when I showed up, or like the Asian parts were all Chinese, and when I showed up to the audition, they were like, well, you're not Chinese. So it was kind of like, you know, kind of like, okay, where do I fit in? Because I was made fun of growing up when I was a kid of being Chinese. Again, no shade. And then growing up, then auditioning, they're like, well, you're not exactly what we're looking for because you don't look Chinese. And, you know, I had that mixture of like, where do I fit in? Because at that time, being from Thailand, it wasn't as known as to what Thailand was like nowadays, you know. So I've always had that like little chip on my shoulders, like I don't fit in certain places, and I do fit in, and so it's weird, yeah.